The Americans with Disabilities Act turned 26 years old this summer, but advocates for people with disabilities say New York City is way behind the rest of the country in complying with the law. There are almost 900,000 people with disabilities living in the city, but Susan Dua, executive director of the Center for Independence of the Disabled New York, or CIDNY, says the city has a long way to go to make streets, schools, subways, and other city services accessible.
So everywhere we turn, seeking city services or attempting to use the city's infrastructure, we are blocked by barriers that should have been removed during the past 26 years.
The groups CIDNY and Disability Rights Advocates have released a new report on the city's record in complying with the ADA. Dua notes that other cities have done a lot better. In Boston, for example, where the infrastructure is just about as old, 74% of subway stations are wheelchair accessible.
But 81% in New York are inaccessible. So it's really shocking how little has been done in New York.
And while at least 40% of the homeless in the city have disabilities, she says only 32 of the 15,000 beds in homeless shelters are fully accessible. On Tuesday, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is hosting a reception to celebrate the ADA's 26th anniversary. On that occasion, Dua would like to hear the mayor report on the status of the city's residents with disabilities and the barriers they continue to face.
And I would expect the mayor to announce that he's seeking the advice of the community on a comprehensive plan for remedies for these barriers and that he's committed to make barrier removal a top priority.
The full report, ADA at 26 in New York City, is online at cidny.org. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.